He's not a divine. That's why you're in that ground itself. That it's a color world of view on the Kree itself. But I think you can't understand this unless you say the concept of Kriya isn't merely Kriya, because if it's to enunciate a certain phrase a certain way, you can't say that because the person could have done it, they did it. But if it's a dintaina, and really it's mashma from the whole Seder Advar. If you read the different men say the Seder get to get for
right?
Achumi the Tlani is the Noah, Neabu Abin in the Sidra of the Shochet. Bechaye were Abano Lechoros of Shochet. Ubar Bras Yara Yoros and Shuzon Lo Shochet. Rode in Pana Hodan. Chosun Yehumi Yosei. Ka'am Abano Daini Omrule. Itzavu Yehumi Yosei Yavein. Right below, literally to the Nechol, and right with the Yah, okay, Ramanova, see, then go for it, then go for it. Mishtamo, Louis, the Pony, the Nor, the Huli, the Pony, the Mayabuli, who, for a man away, he suffers me whom he yasset to Yavin. The law, Ikla, law, Kadmana Raga, the Minach, the Sishwish, Sinova, the Sergeant of the Honey Vama, lesson of. So it's the main Yehomi comes after the whole process. You see? After the whole process. So it really is a kind of.
Why did God have to oppose? What's that?
And then she says that he doesn't want to do it.
But
the Rosh is conscious, what difference does it make? I mean, if that's what she's supposed to say, she can say it. She says it don't matter, but she didn't say it.
And you were in Shem.
Apparently he holds that it's halacha, that it's halacha and taina. It's halacha and taina, so then you can say it don't matter. Because she is being telling this, and now these are the words that she's presented. So she didn't say it right, but she definitely wants to say it. Because you're correct, it don't matter, so it's only a correction, yes.
Right. Yeah,
so you can't say it. enough of the presentation of the time. The creative presentation of the time. So she didn't do the presentation properly.
Not like you did.
Like a person came to Burton and said, this money, mine. So everybody knows, what are you saying? Everybody knows that it's first and foremost. Now they're saying that this is it. So what do you say? What's mine? And you say, they know that that's what you mean. So do you need to actually enunciate that way? If the kriya is just the omniduous, that's all the kriya is. But if the kriya goes back to a deeper thing, that is really a kriya which is simultaneously an expression of her will, of her vartaina, right? So then you have to go back to the god. Say, is this kriya only for correction?
Because
anything like that?
A Suki Milta is lacking a fine point. She could correct it, it's only for correction. If she can't, it's not.
But the
implication is not clear.
From the
that there is such a much more.
Right.
Doesn't mean that that's definitely what it means. So in other words, it's a kriya which is on the whole we know what it means, but it's lacking in precision of expression. Because you could say, if you just take this thing by itself, there's a lack in one particular expression. That's not precise.
Okay.
So there is a sin like this, and that sin that when you have that. It says thing is only for correction, so you don't have to correct it, because we know basically what she means. But the only thing is that there's a mistake here. It's like a mistake. So a mistake that's only for correction, that's good enough. But she doesn't know it's not only for correction. It's kind of.
Yeah.
So then you could say that she wants to save it. It constitutes a kind. And she wants to say this, and we see from her kriya that she wants to say this, but she's not, in terms of the technical structure, it's lacking.
Right.
So we say that if she knows how to correct it, so then she's a gava that has that taina. So I'm going to say that as long as we know that she knows, it means that she's a gava that's ready to say this. She comes in front of the dungeon and says, this is what I'm going to say. What are you going to say? You're going to say, lo of a gabra. That's what I'm saying. So she has been established that she's such a gabra that has such a time. And now she reads the kriya, but not exactly right, that the mashmaut itself lends itself to an imperfect interpretation. But she's already defined as a gabra that has the steiner. Now, the point is that when you train her before, it's not just you training her to practice kriya. What you're doing is you're establishing her as a gavra that has that kind of lower over yavne. Okay? So now you have a person that's coming to the bezin that we know has this kind of lower yavne, but they didn't express the problem. That doesn't matter. Now she has to do the kriya.
It's expression of her kind.
Of her kind.
So we know she already has
the kind.
The expression isn't so important.
That's correct. According to the Rif, when you first teach her, you're not just preparing her for an act of kriya. You're really creating a person that is telling that they ain't your body. So now we have this person, and now we tell them to say the kriya. So the kriya, if you look at it abstract from her, it's inaccurate. okay? The expression is, but you know that she really wants to say this. So there's no need to correct it because she shouldn't have to correct it. There's no need to correct it because she was correct anyway. It's only for correction. But the only way to fail for correction is if you understand the concept as being that you're establishing her as a person of that time. And the Kriya is a reflection of the time. According to the Rift, teaching her isn't just preparing her, but teaching her is establishing her as a Gavra that is owing Lo Avayam. So now the question is, but she has to express it through the Kriya. So she expressed it through the Kriya, but the Kriya, extract from the situation, can lend itself to another interpretation. So technically the Kriya per se is lacking. But since she is omedis to correct that technicality, that technical intrinsic the flaw, so we say she doesn't have to. Not necessary, because it's only for correction. That's called Roy with the Lendy and watch out as well. Talach is that it must be expressed through this Kriya. She's already defined as a Gavra of the time before. That's what we trained her.
She expressed it through a Kriya.
And she has to express it through a Kriya.
So it's considered expressed because she
can. That's correct.
She is now
so now it's inaccurate. The way she expressed it, she slipped. It's inaccurate.
It's incorrect.
But it has been Kriya, but it's a smart Kriya. I guess I was saying that since she would correct it, we know she would correct it.
Right.
So therefore, it's not necessary to correct it. Because it's only for correction. Kriya, it's a Kriya with a flaw. That's language. I mean, you're saying it's a sentence structure. You can't say it's not a sentence. There's a flaw. There's a mistake, an error in the sentence. And that's the language you have to all the time. So it's an error in English. It doesn't mean the statement is not a statement. It's an error. It's an error in expression. The expression lends itself to erroneous expression. It's an error. The concept of it, it's a talk. But it's not, it doesn't mean the whole thing is literally.
She used to know it, so she's capable of correcting it.
She's capable of it. That's right. Saying that if you say that there's a Gavra behind there that has a kind of, that's why it makes her omed for that concept of correction. But there's nobody back there.
That's right.
So you can't say it's almost for correction. You say it's almost for correction. There's no clear to mean to Kriya. If you're right, if you're wrong. That's what the answer is. What are you doing in training? You see, according to the Rift, you're creating a certain Gavra by training. According to the Rosh, you're preparing it. And according to the Rambam, it's a different concept. The concept is that she has to relate to this as a Korah, right? So according to the Rambam, if she's not Roy for Kriya, so she can't relate to it as a Korah. That's a different concept. That's what the world will do.
So it's not a Kriya,
right? No, the Kriya has its own semantics, according to the Rambam. And the Kriya takes off on its own. But that's only if she can perform as a girl. Otherwise, it's just her own words.
Quite this one, you mean that instead of Taina, would still be considered a Taina,
that's right, yeah, but the only thing is it must be expressed through a Kriya, and also the Kriya has to be only for correction.
I don't want to differentiate between low capacity and...
It should be the same thing, but they have to explain the Gemara. Why the world, I guess they were established as a Gavra of a Toin before.
Right.
Before, when you said it himself, I don't want to do it. But then the only thing is that after you say the Kriya is almost a correction, if he doesn't know.
But some woman doesn't know, and therefore you have to...
Right, so in other words, it's not the teaching itself that makes the Gavra next to the gavra.
She is the
gavra the moment they say
but
that he says he's not going to do it.
Yes, that whole proceeding.
But the only thing is, that's all proceeding, right? All proceeding. That renders her the gavra. That renders him the gavra. But the only thing is that the kriya has to be almost a correction, nor does they call her elabila. So that she has to know. Okay, that's good. That's very good. Okay.
When the Gemara says Ziknei Ashok, what does the Gemara mean? I would think Ziknei Ashok. I mean, so what does it mean? You're going to go looking around for Ziknei Ashok, what, opinion leaders on the street? What kind of a qualification halachic is Ziknei Ashok? How could you say that Zkenim means Ziknei Ashok? What kind of halachic status is it? But I think what the Gemara means is that Yochol Ziknei Ashok means you might think that it's in the context of the Tameh, the Pasuk speaking in terms of the Tameh HaMitzvah. That in Tameh HaMitzvah, in Tameh HaMitzvah, it should be known. Also, even to Ashayra Laskanim. So the Pasuk is speaking, is telling you the Tameh HaMitzvah, that everybody should know, that the Chalutz and all. So that's part of Tameh HaMitzvah. That's in a different frame of reference. But in Tameh HaMitzvah, when we translate it into halacha, so we don't translate the Tameh HaMitzvah into halachic terms. It's a different kind of a framework. Do you know what I mean? In other words, So the Gemara never thought. The Gemara never thought that you'd actually need. See, if the Torah is speaking in the framework of Tameh HaMitzvah, you can't translate that statement into halachic terms. There's no category like that.
Would you need anyone there?
What?
Would you need anyone there?
Would you? Well, it's not halachic. It's not. I don't know. I mean, that's not a halachic statement. I mean, a good question. Just let's let it go for a second. So in other words, the Torah speaks in two frameworks. Sometimes the Torah speaks in the framework of halacha, but sometimes the Torah Shabbat is speaking in the framework of the Tameh HaMitzvah. So the Tameh Mitzvah is that it should be known. That's what the Gemara means, Yochol Ziknei. Yochol Ziknei Ashok doesn't mean that really that there would have been a Hava, meaning it says a qualification to go find Ziknei. Who's Ziknei Ashok? What kind of a status is that? You see? But it means to say, Ziknei Ashok means that the Torah is speaking in the framework of Tameh Mitzvah. So if it's speaking in the framework of Tameh Mitzvah, so then there's no requirement in Halacha. It's speaking, so the Torah is telling you that it's a matter of promoting the knowledge of the chalitza, and the same thing with Egla Rufa. That should be known. Okay, so but whenever the Torah speaks in terms of Tameh HaMitzvah, so it's a different framework. But now when you translate an halacha, you can't translate into any specific terms. Okay, that's what the Gemara means. So Ziknei Ashok is not a real ribui, Yochol Ziknei Ashok. Yochol Ziknei Ashok means that the Torah is speaking in the framework of Tameh Mitzvah. So in the framework of Tameh Mitzvah, so that's a Tameh Mitzvah. But halachically, that's a Rashi, Sheinu Misanhedrin. That it's not speaking about the halachic qualification. It's just speaking about the Tama Dover. So it's speaking about Tama Dover, so you can't derive anything from here that you need Dafke Smuchim. Okay? That's what the Gemara is saying. Yes. That's what the Gemara said. What? Yeah, because the Torah is speaking in terms of Tameh HaMitzvah. It's not speaking in that frame of reference. It's a different frame of reference. Ziknei Ashok is a different frame of reference. That's a frame of reference of Tameh HaMitzvah. So the Gemara says, so you can't learn from that Pasuk that you need Smuchen. Of course, the Pasuk, that's what it says. It doesn't mean people from Sanhedrin. It means people in the Shuk that should make it known. Ziknei Ashok. It means people that are known, so that in order that it shouldn't be a private thing, but it should be something that's double meforsim. So that's why the Torah says Zakenim. It's telling you an idea that of Pirsum. Okay, but it's not telling you a halachic requirement of Sanhedrin. That's what the Gemara means by Zik Mershul. That's correct. So you can't make it halachic unless there's some kind of a system of a ribui. Okay. That's what I mean. There is the concept of piercing is translated into halachic terms. The Rambam says that Yemosif, in order that there should be piercing, it's telling you the element of piercing has to be there and some halachic form, but the mikra, the pasuk is speaking in terms of the tam adavar. So that's why, that's what the Gemara means by ziknei asher. By ziknei asher, the Gemara means it's a different frame of reference. It's the frame of reference of tamei mitzvah. Okay, because this is very significant in the parsha of chalitza. Okay, the tam adavar is significant. So the Torah is telling you what the tam adavar is, that it should be mefursam, and it should be known that mitzvahs yibum, like we explained before, the mitzvahs yibum is an essential concept in yadas. Okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Gemara is saying they don't think that they had yotos because that's what Rivaz explained. That you might think had yotos, because that's Rivaz kasha. What's that mean? What's the maskana? It says had yotos, and Rivaz could not understand had yotos being Yoshvei Kranos. Right? So what does the Gemara say? What's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara's answer? Dayan and Lomali, meaning that what? And the Gemara is going to answer because Dayana means that they're Yodin Lahakras. So what's the Gemara's question that it didn't have to say Dayanim, right? That's the Gemara's answer. What's the Havmina Maskana? So the Rebbe says you must say the Havmina was that when it says Hedyotos over here, the Gemara thought it means even Yoshvei Kranos. Kamash Malon, no. That's why it said Dayanim, to tell you, to head you off. Don't think Hedyotos over here means Yoshvei Kranos. It means Yodin Lahakras, but they just end in Smuchim. But they know Hilchas Chalitza, okay? So our question is, what kind of a status is Hedyotos? The reverse seems clear that it is a status of Hedyotos. So our answer is that Hedyotos means Balei Hara. It means they have everything but Smicha. Okay? In other words, that the Hara has a Din Hara. Because Hara is a Din Midaraisa. Like Bezmanazeh, we don't have Smicha. But Bezmanazeh, you have a Din Hara. You have where Rav gives Hora, so there's a certain halachic ramifications to that. Even Bezmanazeh, you know, they made a mistake, so it depends. Once Hora is given, there's a certain status. We have a status of Hora Bezmanazeh. We just don't have Smucha. So it's an interesting thing. So you could deduce from this Ritva what's the definition of a Baal Hora. Apparently, he holds that you don't have to be a Bakr Shas, but as long as they know Hilchas Chalitza, they know this area well, they understand this area, so then they're Royal Hora in this area. That's what he goes. But he says the Hafmin of the Gemara was that even Yoshvei Kronos are good. Why? Even though they're not Royal Hora. So Hedyotos is a status. I mean, that's the way the Ritva is learning in Rashi. Einam mi Sanhedrin Iran means they're just lacking the appointment of Sanhedrin, but in all other aspects they're the same, which means they're ruin l'ora. That's the Ritva clearly. So you see, Hedyotos is not just Hedyotos. Hedyotos means ruin l'ora. Ramam dalet ches in Sanhedrin. What does Ramam say there? That they have a right to give. That's right. But it seems the Rambam holds that he has to be Roy Loras Lachola Tarakula. Right. So in other words, so the smicha is an appointment for Hora in this specific field. He's a samach in this field. But he has to be a Roy Lahara in the Kola Tarakula. But the Riva holds that the... But that's a halach in smicha, apparently. No, but that's halach in smicha. But it's not necessarily a contradiction to the Ritva, because the Ritva is saying that if they know Hilchas Chalitza, then they're Roy Lahara and Chalitza. Yeah. Okay? But they're not know Kala Tarkula.
Right.
So that, how can you give us, so you see you can give Hora in a limited area. Right. I mean, from the Rambam, it's not muchach that way. From the Rambam, it's mashma on the contrary. That to give a ra in one specific area, you have to be a bala ra l'chalatar kula.
That's why smicha,
though. That by smicha. By smicha. By smicha. Yeah. But, I mean, that's what I mean, that's reverse. Even if he just knows hilchas chalitza. So if he knows hilchas chalitza, there's a din hara. But from the Rambam, it's not right, because the Rambam is talking about smuchin. So for smuchin, he has to be roi lo roi lechol atar kula. Okay? But roi lo roi lechol chalitza is no good. They couldn't give him smicha for that. To paskin those kind of shadows. So, but the Ritva is saying that there's a din hora in a hedyot if he knows that area. If he knows that limited area, there still is a din hora mitaraisa. That's what the Ritva is saying. Yeah, the question is, what does the Ram hold? I mean, we don't know what the Ram sheet is. Does Ram hold that in order to give Hora Bisman Azeh? For instance, you have to be, you know, Kolatar Kula. Or if he knows one area, is that a Din Hora? I don't know. Ritva is clear on what he holds. But the Ram's not clear, because Ram doesn't have a Bezin for Chalitza. It could be that's the very underlying Machlegis. That the Ram couldn't conceive of a Hora because the guy knows Hilchas Chalitza, but he doesn't know Kolatar Kula. How could he give Hora? So that would explain the Gemara Vei Psuli on the Psul of Ger would explain the question that we were puzzled by. Namely, how could this be a Bezdin? What kind of a Yoshvei Kronos? How could it be a Bezdin? But the answer is, because this group is subject to Psuli Bezdin. That's why a Ger is no good, for instance. Suma is no good. It's subject to Psulim. So the Psulim of Bezdin have been transferred to this group. And that's what gives it a Shem Bezin. That's what the verse says. But the Havmina was that they wouldn't need to have any knowledge at all. And that's what why, as long as it's just an entity that Torah created and put them under the framework of Psule Bezin, and therefore and that makes them into a Bezin. And in terms of the positive attributes, there's no positive attributes. Kamashmal, according to Ritva, not according to the other Rishonim. According to Rizva, Kamashwana, that you do need positive attributes, and the attributes are Hara. That's the Rizva. Okay. So we're doing Taisvis on Kufala from Adalaf, Taisvis Kasha and Rashi, Zikne Shnayim, Skaner Shnayim. So Rashi's bothered with the Kasha. What happened to the last Askanim? The Nikshay Vinto Elov Laine Askanim. The Yokobafana, right? So that's the why don't you dash that one? So you have seven. So, yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. So Rashi answers, because Haskanim means the ones that are mentioned before. The last Haskanim is a reference to the ones that are mentioned before. Haskenim Hanach Lulukai. Okay. So it's a Hanach Lulukai. Because of the Hei HaYadiyah, Rashi's saying, right? Apparently because of the Hei HaYadiyah. The Nikshi of Nishal Haskenim, the Hei HaYadiyah means which ones? The ones that are mentioned before. So if it's the ones that are mentioned before, So you can't darshan two more. You can't darshan two more. Can't darshan two more. You can't. Okay. So now, what does Taisa ask? Taisa quotes Rashi and he says, "But they near Lari. Why? The Berei Sanhedrin mapikod the bein and shlosha mumchin nidichsev gimel holayhim v'layamrinin holayhim basra adila ilkoi." Because that's the Pasha's Hashomer, the first Pasha, right? So, it says, what's the Pasuk?
Okay, great,
thanks. So, what's the Pasuk? Pasuk is what? The Gemara says over there in Sanhedrin that, how do you know Shlosh? Because it's three times Elohim. The Nigash Balabayas El Elohim, Ad Elohim Yavod Vashnehem. Right? So, since it says three times, So it means you need shlosha. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is that the first one you don't darshan, but the second one you do darshan, and the third one, they're named Bezen Shavu. Right? Am I right? That's the one I imagine? Okay, the same, the two ways of darshan. But Taisus Kasha is, over there also, it says, Asher, the last one says, Asher Yashi and Ho Elohim. So it says with the Hey Ayadiyah, just like over here. So why don't I say the same principle that it means on the ones that I mentioned before? On the ones that I mentioned before. That's the discussion. Same Hey idea. Yeah. Answer, because the answer is Elohim does not is not plural.
It's a judgment.
Right. It means an appointment. Like by it says, Ata tielo lefe v'hu yelachol elohim. Right? Ata tielo lefe v'hu yelachol elohim. Right? Pe. Yeah, I guess so. So, what? Hu yelachol lefe v'ata tielo lelohim. Right, yeah, because it's talking about Shabbat, right. So, okay. So, you see that, so Elohim can be one. Elohim can be one. It just means, someone that's Chashev. Okay? Okay, that's why it can mean a Malach, it can mean a Shofet, it can mean a high position. Okay. So,
one second.
Okay, in other words, for instance, the Rambam says that in Hilchot Perek Beis Me'ilchos Sanhedrin. So the Rambam says, Shnayim Shedan, where's the Shnayim? Bezden. Shnayim Shedan. Right, Bezden Shlosha. And then he says, just a second. So what does it mean? He means it's not an institution of bezin, but it can be done. So it has a right to be done. Okay, I mean the Rambam lochid base yesh lodim lasas din laatzmo em yesh biyado koach. Doesn't have to be a matter of loss to come to Bezdin. It's just the tircha, doesn't have to go to Bezdin. Lefichachim kibol alav baldino ve'viyah lebezdin v'darshu matzu she'osak halacha v'din emes don la'atzmo ein sosrin es dino. So the Ram holds that halacha din. Adam don din la'atzmo. So to be done is a qualification. It could even be done la'atzmo. And the Ram says, ain't sosrin es dino. So it means it has a halacha of a din. I mean, the Ram learns that Adam din of the nafshe is a halacha, basically, that it has a halacha of din. So if it's done properly, if he did it properly, did it correctly. So it's not mechutz got a bezin. He's done himself. So, but it's not an institution of bezin. You can't say it's an institution if he's done la'atzmo. That's what the Ram says. That even though if he's in the Kabbal Rishus from the Bezdin, he says, Echad Shemukhra Shemnatal Rishus mi Bezdin, Hareza Mutalo Lodin Yechidi. Avalein Echash Bezdin, he's not considered an entity of Bezdin. Right? So there I would say that you can't say that the Hei Hayediyah means a reference to the previous entity. Because there's no entity there. It's not an entity. It's a qualification. It's a qualification. Smuchin is a, I mean, it's only an entity if you have the shlosha. But if you have one and you don't need shlosha, so Elohim is smuchim, so it's just a qualification. So you can't say Ashe Yashu and Elohim means the one before, because it's not an entity that's subject to reference. There's no entity there. It's just a qualification. You can say to the qualification. I mean. You understand me? So on the surface, I don't understand Taisvah's question. Because it's not analogous, the two cases. In our case, you have this Kenim, so this Kenim is Shnayim. So Mosif and Leinol Mo'odecho, so you have an entity. So, and how do you die? And the other one, he doesn't dash in Vikarla Zikneir, it doesn't dash in Zikneir, because Zikneir is something else, right? So then I understand the Niksha Yevimto Elov La'Enias Kenim means a reference to that instrument, that entity, which was mentioned before. Okay? Has Kenim, the entity of this Kenim. But in the case in Sanhedrin, there is no entity there. It just means, Elohim just means Smuchen, a Samoch. So there's no entity. So you can't say in reference to Ashe Yashin Ha Elohim, the entity that's mentioned before. There is no entity before. You say the word Elohim just means a samach. There is no so. What do you mean? The samach that we mentioned before, the attribute that we mentioned before, it's not analogous. You understand? Rashi seems to be right. What do you mean? No. So I'm saying according to the Mandam, it doesn't darshan. That doesn't darshan, what do you call it? Trilos. So certainly you can't say that. Yeah. And you certainly can't say that. And even if you say you need two, it still is not an institution. All it's telling you is that in order to be done, you need two individuals, two dayanim. Okay? But it doesn't necessarily mean that it creates an entity of Beis Din. It doesn't. For instance, let's say Shnayim Shadonu around the Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dinayim there. But yeah, you mean Taisus Kash is only on one side. Taisus Kash is only on the side that holds Shnayim. I hear your question. That's still not a question. I'll tell you why. Because it's still not a question. Because Elohim never means Shnayim. Elohim means one. Okay? It means Samach. That's what it means. So when the Gemara says over there, according to the one that doesn't darshan Tchilos, you certainly can't say that Elohim is a reference to the one. Because there's no institution. But even according to the other Mandamater holds that it's two, by the time it got to the second one, it's two. Okay? But the term Elohim is not, that doesn't mean an entity. The term Elohim is Samoch. So the way you learn out three is because it's Leminyana. Leminyana. The Gemara uses the expression. Leminyana, the Gemara says over there. The Gemara Sanhedrin. Leminyana means that why did it repeat smuchin three times? Because leminyana. So you should count. One, two, three. Okay? So it's a different kind of a limud. It's not a, you understand? The term Elohim is simply samach. Okay? And the limud that Baini Shlosha is from the repetition of the Yini Shlosha. Because it came from, why are you repeating samach three times? So the answer is Leminyana. Leminyana is a certain kind of a limud, Leminyana. So over there, you can't say that the third Elohim is a reference to the entity mentioned above. Because there was no entity mentioned above, because each term means one. So even according to the Mandama that does darshan Tchilos, so you'll have one, two. But by the time you get to the third one, you can't say it's a reference to the one mentioned above. Which one? First of all, it has to be a reference to something. Which one? The second one? The first one? I mean, There is no subject of an entity. It's just the word Elohim means smuchen. And because it's mentioned three times, so the Gemara dashes out, it must be three. But the term does not include a concept of an entity of more of two. The term is simply a quality of smuchen. Masha'inakein over here, by haskenim is an entity of two and three. I mean, it's an entity, because it's Ein Bez and Shachol. Muslim Rav said it's three, actually. So it's three, or like Taisus is two, but whatever. But it's an entity, it's a phenomenon. Okay, it's an entity. Masha'inakein over there, the term is not an entity. The term Elohim does not mean many. It means one thing. It means a somoch, an individual that's endowed with a certain quality. So then we don't say anymore that it's a reference to the quality. I mean, there's no subject of an entity. So on the surface, I don't understand what Thesis question seems to be. I don't understand his question because it's not analogous. The two concepts are not analogous. That's my question. Okay? Yeah. Over here, it's a different kind of limud. It's not a limud of Lamignano. Lamignano is a different thing. Why did I mention it three times? Over here, it's a limud me'atzmo, because the word zakena means a group. Not a group, means more than one. It means two, at least two. And even the mandamad holds five, he holds ziknei is again two. It's not Lamignano, because I mentioned it again. It's legufo.
Over there.
Okay, it's a different kind of a limud. It's a different kind of a limud. The difference between the minyana and between this limud over here, limud over here, limud over there, is completely different in concept. Over here, we're saying the minyana means this, there's no semantical significance. There's no semantical referent teaching is limud. Over here, it's a semantical limud because you're saying v'korolo ziknei iro, and now. Why does it have to say that? It's telling you add two more, because you see, this word means two more. It means two. Okay? In the case of Lamignano, there is no internal meaning in the word that's telling you what to do. It's simply, the question is, what's it doing there? They're both the same question, what do you need it for? But how you answer that question is significant. Do you answer the question, what do you need it for, because it's coming to teach you something from the word? Or do you say, no, the reason why it's there is it's telling you must be it, the meaning has no additional. There's no additional meaning here. Must be it's telling you duplicate what you have already. That's not the case over here. That's not the limit over here. It's not to duplicate what you have. It's to teach you to add two more. According to my Noah's five over there, there's no meaning to it. So you say, so where did it come? Duplication. Okay. But the question, basic question is that there's no comparison because over here there's no entity. Over here it's simply a quality of being a somoch. He needs that quality. And if he doesn't have that quality, he can't be done. Yes. Question. My question is the difference in a limud of the minyana and a limud which is from the semantics of the word itself. Where it's from the words, so now you're saying haskenim, those that we mentioned before. But over here, there never was a mention of two before. You just that was an extraneous thing because it was repeated. So now I know extraneously there were two. But the first Elohim never means two. Doesn't mean two. That's simply Lamignano. Elohim just means a samoch. That's all it means. So the implication, I mean, you're arguing, Taisa's arguing on the meaning over here, and it would seem clear that the meaning is not comparable to in both cases. It's not analogous. Two different things. One, you're isolating quality, it means one person. But you're saying, because it's repeated, so it means two. But it never says that first one is two. The first one never meant more than one. It was talking about a quality. It wasn't talking about an amount. It was talking about a quality in a person.
Isn't the problem with that very premise then? So maybe we can.
No, in other words, according over there, when it says, the Nigash Balabayas El Holohim, doesn't mean in front of an entity, it means in front of a Somoch. Okay? In front of a Somoch. And now it repeats it again, in front of a Somoch. Ah, the Holohim. Ashen, that says it repeats it again. So it's from the extraneous repetition, extraneous limit of repetition, which is completely in terms of inference extraneous to the word, that is how it's derived. So now you can't say that the last one is referring to the ones above. There are no ones above in the meaning of the pasuk. It's just from the limud of l'minyana. You know what I mean? Over here, it's from the limud of the word itself. It's a completely different thing. No, it doesn't matter how you learn. Because that's the question. Because the Gemara learns Zikanim 2, Ziknei 2 is 4, and then maybe Bez and Shekel, so it's 5. But then the last one is going on the above, Adila'il. But you have an above substance in the pasuk. Whereas if it's l'minyana, you don't have any internal reference. There's nothing internal. In the word Elohim, it just means a quality. But the repetition of the quality teaches you 3, because it repeats it 3 times. It's l'minyana. It's a different kind of a limud. Okay? That's my question. So what we're saying is like this, that the answer is that this would be an afkamina. I mean, you have to check that. That's my son, the sugya. If there's any problem with it. But what we're saying is that the question is, how does Tosfos learn all Elohim? Okay? See, the Rambam says that a yachid that's dan, din la'atzmo, it's a din, and then Bezin simply reinforces the din, reaffirms the din. Okay? So if you're going to say that, so din... The halacha, din does not require an institution, because you can't say the person is his own institution. That is nonsensical. So therefore, you must say that din just requires certain qualities. So then Tosfos has no question. Because what proof does he have? All it's mentioning is that samach is the quality of din, but he's a yachid. Okay? But if you say that Tosfos maintains that v'nigash balabayas el olayhim, is really what? Is really more than just a quality, but it means an institution. So then Tosfos is right. Then it's consistent. Then it's analogous to Askanim. So it would seem that you can deduce from this Tosfos that din intrinsically requires an institution. Din intrinsically requires an institution. The difference would be what Eir mentioned, Yachid Mumcha also. That is Yachid Mumcha, a halacha that he is an institution. I mean, the Rosh Hashanah says not a bezin, he doesn't have din of bezin. But is he an institution, or is it simply a halacha that you don't need a bezin necessarily to implement din? You can have din like the Rambam seems to learn, because the Rambam clearly seems to learn that it's a halacha in din. It's not a halacha in bezin. Because the Rambam says with regard to Adam Dan Din and Anashe, so the Rambam says he doesn't have to be matriach himself. Ain't a chayv latriach v'lovel lebezn. Af pishleir Hashem hefse ben achasv. Nisal v'lebezn. Fikach m'kibol lov ba'ol dino v'avi lebezn masr she'asak halacha v'din emes don la'atzmo. Ain't sosrinus dino. So according to him, it has a halacha of din, intrinsically. So you see, din does not require an institution. Din requires other things. And sometimes a person can be done himself, also has a halacha of din. If he does it properly, justly. If he's done justly, doesn't that Ram says? So he's doing kedas v'kahalacha. So all din requires is kedas v'kahalacha. So if that's the case, I just can't ask a question on Rashi, because all it's saying is smuchin is a quality in order to have kedas v'kahalacha. So then you can't. Then it's not analogous. But what you must deduce from this Tosfos is that Tosfos maintains that the moment you can't just have din. If it's kedaska kahalacha, din requires an institution. Din requires an institution. Whether it's one or whether it's three, that doesn't matter. But it requires an entity of an institution. Lot mashmas across like Tosfos. V'nigash balabayis el olayhim. It seems like it's an entity. So if that's the case, then Tosfos is correct. So if it's an entity, so it's true, it's l'minyana, but you can have a reference to the entity that's mentioned in the Pshuto Shel Mikra before, because it was referring to, it was an entity, it wasn't just a quality to create din. But if you can hold Adam Dan Din and Nafshe, means that for din you don't need anything, you see? You don't need any entity for din, okay? So then, I mean, the Tosfos question has no basis. It could be that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. that Rashi maintains that for din you don't need an entity. All you need is kedas v'kahalacha. So smuchin is just a quality. So therefore it's not analogous to the case by Yevamos to the case by in Sanhedrin. Whereas Tesis maintains that no, for din itself you require an institution. And therefore the Adam Dundin and Nafshe is a different kind of halacha, which means that a person has a right sometimes not to go to din. Because you can't drag them. You don't have a right to drag everybody to dinner. You don't have to subjugate yourself to din if according to your mind you're not doing anything wrong. You're doing the right. This is kedas v'kahalacha. So you're not mechuyev to come under the jurisdiction of bezdin, jurisdiction of din. Din is not something which you have to place yourself under because you're not mechuyev to. That's the way Taisus has come out. So that would be the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi would have to hold. Rashi has to hold. You don't have to place yourself under din. And Taisus holds it can't be that way. That din requires an institution by itself. So you're going to have to learn a Rashi. That's where forced. And you can't say Taisus. It's a big different about Taisus. But we're going to have to say in Rashi that Rashi maintains. Somehow that Adam Dandin and Nafshe means that you aren't mechuyev to place yourself, to avail yourself of din, to place yourself under the institution of din. Okay, let's get it straight. Okay, so according to Rashi, Rashi's going to have to maintain that you could have din without an institution. That's why smuchen is a quality. But Taisha's going to hold you can't have din without an institution. So what we're saying is, so Adam Don Dinah D'Nafshe is not a halacha of din, really. It's a separate halacha. What did you mention? That my son says halacha of Hatzolos Mama. It's halacha of Hatzolos. So that's good. That's good. It means two ways from Hatzolos Mama. One is yourself. You have a right for yourself, and you have a right to Hatzolos Mama. That's good. So that's very good. So it works out well. So that's the machlokes Rishonim, and that's the machlokes here. Okay? So then Yochid Mumche, you have to say, is definitely, once we know that you need Shlosha, so now you know you need an institution for din, so now Yochid Mumche is a din of an institution. Okay. Or else Nodal Rishus, certainly. That's no problem altogether. That's separate than something else. No problem altogether. The Yochid Mumche, you have to say, is an institution. According to Tosfos, so according to Rashi, you don't need it, right? According to Rashi, it's a Yochid Mumche would be good because he has the you need because for din you don't need an institution altogether. Okay. According to this, you do need it. So what does it do with Yochid Mumche? I mean, by din and Rashi, does because that's all this moment. But Yochid Mumche, what is going to do? So the answer is because that's considered an institution altogether. Okay, it's good. See, the halacha, what Taisus means is like this. The halacha, what is the very halacha? Why these, I'm just going to tell you. Just what's the very halacha of why the Bezdin has to be able to see? They can't be sumim. It's not a psul in the gavra of Bezdin because you don't need Sanhedrin here. It's not a psul in the gavra. But it's halacha that they must be able to see. Why must they be able to see? Because her claim, Me'ein Yevami and V'nigsha, and the whole chalitza, is really, as we explained, is really a pronouncement of the essential nature of Yibum. It's instituting Yibum in a universal way because of the fact that the pronouncement is a statement against the Yavam that he refuses to do what the Torah is Machayev and Mitzvah Yibum. Okay? So it's a statement against the Yavam. And that statement requires a certain ha'ozah. And that's why it has to be le'enei. That's why it has to be le'enei askenim. Le'enei askenim means hers and her ma'isa chalitza has to be on. V'nikshiv into elo le'enei askenim, the ma'isa chalitza has to be in the Yevamit Holf institution, has to be in le'enei. Why? Because it requires an act of, there must be ha'ozah in her claim of me'en Yevamit. And in the ma'isa chalitza as well. It must be an act of ha'ozah. That's le'enei askenim. It gives her action a certain character. So the only question is, that's Tesis' question. Tesis' question is, if the Yavam, is it necessary for the Yavam to be able to see also in order to give the character of Ha'azah? He's like, so he's like a baldover. So Taisva says that there's a good svara to say that in order to have ha'ozah, it must be not just la'ene yaskenim, but it must be la'ene yavam. That's real ha'ozah, in front of him and in front of them. Okay, but if he's a sumo, it's no good. So that's what Taisva said. That if it would have said the nigsha yavimto elav la'ene hem, so then the implication would, you could have interpreted the semantics to be la'ene hem in front of all of them, meaning even the yavam, because the svara would lend itself to saying that real ha'azah demands la'ene hayavam as well. Le'enei Yavam as well. So Le'enei Askenim is an exclusion, really. It's an exclusion. So the Nishim Intel of Le'enei Hem is not because the semantically Le'enei Hem means Dafka, Le'enei Yavam. But Le'enei Hem can be interpreted. Le'enei Hem means in front of everybody. The Nikshaw even Intel of Le'enei Hem. You can't interpret means she, because she is the subject in terms of the Ha'aza, she is the total subject. So if she's the total subject in terms of the Haza, so it must be Laina Hayavam and Laina Askanim. Okay, that's the real Haza. So she's the total subject vis-a-vis Haza. V'nikshi v'nto, elav Laina Hem, because the whole v'nikshah is an act of Haza. If the whole v'nikshah is an act of Haza, so then it must be Laina Hem, must include all of it. But, so that's why the Torah wrote Laina Askanim, to tell you to exclude him. It's not necessary to have the Ha'azah in front of him, just in front of his kingdom. So the question is, how would you define each way? Really, he's saying that it requires Ha'azah, and Ha'azah demands real, because if you don't have real, you're lacking in Ha'azah. Psychologically, the person can't see. You don't feel this is not the same. It's not the same phenomenon. So that's true. So in other words, the question is it a din in Ha'azah or is it a din in Pearson? That's the question. In other words, it must be an act which has the character of Pearson. So if the Zikanim can't see, the character of the action lacks Pearson. So it's not Pearson. But here you must have Pearson. V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael. Here the Torah set aside. I mean, the Torah says V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael. It's not all. I mean, it's a little bezin there. What's to be Yisrael? But really, the idea is that's the whole kiyum. That this idea should be mefursim and klal Yisrael. So the question is, I mean, how much you have to do. So that's just a few people. But the concept is really for all of klal Yisrael. So the action must have the character of Pearson, and if they can't see, so then the character of Pearson is lacking intrinsically lacking in the Misa. It's an interesting idea. The character of Pearson is lacking intrinsically in the Misa, then the whole Misa can't be considered a Misa for Klal Yisrael. It's what? Yeah, that's correct. But then it would never include the oven. It has nothing to do with him.
Right.
It has to do with him.
Why does Ha'azah include them?
No, Ha'azah will include them too. Because you can see. Because it's not Ha'azah if they can't see. You can fool a blind man. I mean, a person that would be trying to hide something would be dishonest. Would rather have a judge that can't see. Feel more at ease. There's a certain psychological thing. Lacks in Ha'azah. That's right. But so that's really the Chakir and Taisvis. That what Taisvis is saying is that if it would have, that the Haskenim is necessary. Why? Because if it would have made it short, or condensed it, it would have said, L'ein Ehem. Then I would think it's Halach and Ha'azah. If it's her Azah, so she's the sole subject. So then he and the Beis Din are included. So Kamash Malon, so that's why the Torah says, La'ini Askinim, it's not a Lachin Azah. It's a Lachin in the character of Pirsum that's necessary for this action. So therefore, the character of Pirsum emerges not from the Yavam, but from the Bifnei, the Zakenim. That's where the character emerges from. So that's why the Torah had to say, La'ini Askinim, that's Tesis. That's good. Yeah, that's true. You see, the Beis Din over here, of course, the philosophically, the purpose is Nikkun Shmo B'Yisrael, the philosophical idea. But the concept of the Beis Din is really, they are the B'Yisrael. They are the B'Yisrael. They represent the Yisrael. So that's why it must be Dovah Mefursim. And if they can't see, it lacks in person.
They all say
Beis Chalitzanah. That's right. Everybody says Chalitzanah. What does Gemara say? That's what Gemara says. That's right. Pamachzin Yoshim Zeb Tarfon. Anu Kulchem Chalitzanah. The Beis Din and Kol HaOmdim Shom are B'Makom Yisrael. The Beis Din. What's the Lashon Rambam on that?
Rambam says
because you have two Chalitzanah. Kol Yoshim Shom means Kol Yoshim Shom. The Rambam definitely means the Beis Din, because the Rambam says you can do with five. So it means that five. So all five. You can't say two. You actually two. So all five. Kol Yoshim Shom. So she said the Beis Din is B'Makom Klal Yisrael. V'Nikra Shmo B'Yisrael. So that's what Tosfos is saying basically, that it's a halacha of Pirsum. It's a halacha of Pirsum and Klal Yisrael, and the Beis Din is B'Makom Klal Yisrael. That's why they have to answer, actually. What are they answering for? It's supposed to be an old Israel. The answer is they are Israel. They play the role of Israel, like Donnie said. So therefore the halacha is that the Beis Din has to be Roa. If they're sumim, so then it lacks in the Pearson. It lacks in the kingdom of Pearson and Kol Yisrael. That's the idea. That's very good. Very good, David. Very good. What does Ram say in Lashon Get Chalitza? It says openly that what? V'anachna dayana, v'chol ha'davyasin kadmana, aninu b'asrei chalitzana. Very good, it's open. That's very good. It's also, that's the Ram himself, right? Yeah. Very good, Yeshkech, very good. So you see clearly that the dayanim play a double role, in other words. They play a role as dayanim in terms of the yavim and the yavama executing the chalitza, and also they play a role as a component of an essential component of B'Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael. Very good. No, that's right. No, Don is right. You can prove it logically internally that the three is not enough for Pirsum, so you have to add two more. So it means it must be two, and it must be all in combination. All in combination. You can't say two make Pirsum, so it must be all in combination. Function as one unit of Pirsum. Of one unit is Pirsum. That's really the halacha. That's why it says even if the Amei Aretz, it doesn't matter. Because really the three are really the Dayanim that accomplished the Chalitza. But they merge together with the... How do they merge together with the Beis Din? That's not a good question. Now, how do you take two Amaratzim and sit them next to the Beis Din? That's going to make them part of the Beis Din. So how does that work? But the answer is since the Beis Din has a din of B'Yisroel... So insofar as the shame be Yisrael in the Beis Din, two people who are Amei Haaretz can be mitzuraf with them, you see. Insofar as the shame be Yisrael is concerned, that's how they're mitzuraf. Because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. When you read it, it bothers you. You know what I mean? Say the three, and now you have two. Okay, so you need Beis Din L'Shel Chamisha. No, but he says the two could be even Amei Haaretz. So how do Amei Haaretz come to join with Hamidich? With Dayanim? Okay. how do they come to join with them? Where's the Tziruf? The answer is because the Dayanim have a Shem B'Yisrael. Insofar as the Dayanim have an essential Chalei Shem B'Yisrael, they could be Mitzaref to Amei Haaretz. In that Shem B'Yisrael, insofar as the Shem B'Yisrael, they're Mitzaref. The Shem B'Yisrael is Mitzaref them. So now these two are part of the Beis Din, not insofar as the Dayanis is concerned, but insofar as the element of the shame be Yisrael that the Dayanim have, so they can be mitzuref to Dayanim under that extension. Because that's one quality. Under that quality, they can be mitzuref. See, then the Rakhwalik Gemara is
a Rosh. The Rambam was a riot.
It's very good. But that shows you that the Shem B'Yisrael is a din in the Bezin. In the Bezin. Shem B'Yisrael is a din in the Bezin.
The Rambam, writing that same halacha.
Good. Correct. That's very good. You're right. Man, he's right. That's halacha B'Yisrael. B'Yisrael. Because the halacha is that even if he ordinarily a ger, that imam B'Yisrael is kosher. But over here, what the halacha is, even if it's Aviv, is not me Israel. Right? Even if Aviv is not me Israel, it's no good. Correct. So you see that the be Israel, that the din be Israel of the Dayanim is a separate. You see that's because the din be Israel of the Dayanim is really what passels the ger, whose Aviv is not me Israel, because it lacks in v'nikra shema be Israel. So you see, the Dayanim have a din yis to be Yisrael. He must be a meyuchas as a Yisrael.
That's what I'm saying.
So it must be Aviv me Yisrael. It must be of me Yisrael. It must be
a
meyuchas.
If it's Yisrael, it is a meyuchas.
Lo shelo, the im echad min hashlosh ger pasul filo Aviv ger v'im Yisrael lo tachlos at sheyia Aviv v'imo me Yisrael. Mitzvaso behegde lefasim adavar v'osna shneim afilo hayu amei aretz. It's an interesting thing.
He doesn't say
Afilu Ger. I'm wondering about that. It would seem that the Pasha from the Rambam, I'll be sorry, that the two that you had can't be Ger. Because you're not accomplishing anything. It wouldn't be Ma'akev because with the Evid, even Shlosh is good. But you wouldn't be L'mitzvasa. L'mitzvasa, you need Pearson. The key of Mitzvasa of Chalitza, you need Pearson. So if you're going to add someone that can't accomplish the character of B'Yisrael, I mean, what are you adding? That's in the Pasha. What's your answer? Well, one thing you say from the Rambam is mashma that Yodin Lahakros is not like Tesfah says a practicality, because then the other two. So what do you need the Yodin Lahakros for? So Philame Arts. So apparently, in terms of the apparently the Rambam holds that it's a psul to be an Am Arts is an intrinsic psul. I mean, that's a mashma from his lashon. What?
No, it should be just the opposite.
So you can be mitzarif them because the character of B'Yisrael. You're extending the character of B'Yisrael. That's in the tziruf. Because they have that character. So insofar as they have the character of B'Yisrael, it's a bezna as a character of B'Yisrael. That element can be extended. But and even on my arts serve that purpose. But the apparently the Rambam holds that the psul that Yodin Lachros is a qualification. Yodin Lachros means that they're not Amei Haaretz. They can't be Amei Haaretz. I mean, that's what the Rambam holds. They can't be Amei Haaretz. Apparently, what I would say from the Rambam over here is a new idea. Because Rambam says Filu Heim Amei Haaretz, what the Rambam holds is that there's a level of Am Haaretz, and then there's a level of literacy. That literacy is a level. It's an interesting thing. In other words, you see, in the world, there is that one. That was the major distinction. And until recent years, I mean, that was the major distinction between populations, literate populations, illiterate populations. And even in this country, literate and illiterate, that's a major distinction. Apparently, the Rambam holds that idea is halacha. That Yodin Lahakros means literate. And literate is an exclusion of an Amoritz. An Amoritz is an illiterate. Okay, is an illiterate. So, but what is the Rambam's halacha? Apparently, the Rambam's halacha is that in the B'Yisrael, it's lacking if he's illiterate. Oh, that's a good question. In other words, maybe the Rambam means like this, that in terms of being mitzuraf, even an Amoritz could be mitzuraf, once the Bezdin is literate. Like that, for instance, Poshi Yisrael, a mitzuraf on a Tainus. Ain't Tainus really Poshi Yisrael. Because they're all mitzuraf. So, in terms of tziruf, even if they're Amei Oretz, since it's Betorah tziruf, so they're mitzuraf to the Bezdin. But the Bezdin requires, the Bezdin can't be Amaris. Bezdin requires literacy. So, in other words, since Amaris have a Chlal Yisrael, so even if they're illiterate, they still could be Mitzuruf to the Bezdin of Shlosha. But that's Betara Siruf. But the initial Bezdin must have the quality of being literate. Yes. It could be, according to the Rambam, that's the whole institution of Lahakros. Because why does it say Yodin Likros, the illiterate? Because the answer is that in this Bezdin, the qualification of the Bezdin is a qualification of Beisroel. And Beisroel means that they're literate. And literate means they know the subject. And knowing the subject means you have to be able to teach the subject. So therefore, that's what Rambam says, "Melamdin osov asayavim likra, sacha hu vehi yurigilin." Okay? So it's not simply a halacha for them, but it's a halacha in the Bezdin itself. They have to be an educated Bezdin, and they have to know very well, how to read, because that's, which means they have to be able to be melamed another person in that area. The real literate person is not a person that just can read a newspaper. Literate means he's roy to teach somebody else how to read. That's a measure of how he knows the subject. So that's what Aram would fit in very well. What Aram says, not Sheni Yodin Lahakros. Sheni Lahakros, because Lahakros is the sheer in the knowledge of the subject of Kriya. The knowledge of the subject of Kriya reaches its final actualization in the ability to teach somebody else how to read. So it could be in the Rambam that there's two halachas. That's why if the Yavim, they have to know it, that's true, in order for the proceedings, they have to know it, that's correct. But even if they know it, Bezdin still goes through the motions of being Makri. Why? Because that's halacha in the Bezdin, the qualification of the Bezdin, that they can't be Amei Aretz. And what's the definition of can't be Amei Aretz? It means that they're literate. And what's the definition of literate? They could teach somebody else how to read. So according to the Rambam, it could be that's the whole halacha here.
Is that why they do Makri in the first place?
What? That's why they do Makri in the first place.
That's
correct. What? That's why it's incorporated. Because they have to function, they have to demonstrate that they're Beisroel. It has to be Muchach that they're Beisroel. What makes them Beisroel? The fact that the Yodim Yodim Hakros.
According
to Gemara, it's very good. Kain Dayan. Kain Dayan is very good because Kain Dayan means it's a qualification. It's a qualification, a different kind of qualification, but it's Kain Dayan. It means that the Gavra is qualified. How is he qualified over here? Over here, it's a qualification of Bisrael. It's a different measure. But it's Ka'ein Dayanim, it's a similar kind of an idea that the Gavra must be endowed with a certain expertise, Ka'ein Dayanim. But it's a different kind of an expertise. It's a different framework. The framework is the framework of Bisroel, which means that they're not illiterate. And what is not illiterate? It means you could teach somebody else how to read. So they have to be Yodin Lahakras. That would really explain the whole area, really, according to the Rambam, of the qualification of the Bezdin Shel Shlosha, that you need Yodin Lahakras, and they're not Amei Haaretz. And his Lashon is perfect over here in Halacha Tesvav, where he says, Oshacholtzim b'fnei Shlosha Amei Haaretz she'einon Yodin Lahakras. What is he saying? He's not saying, what do I need Amei Haaretz? He just said, Oshacholtzim b'fnei Shlosha What's what is Amei Haaretz? But what he means is that's the whole institution of Yodin Lahakros, that they're not Amei Haaretz, and that's the whole, and that's a kiyum in the institution of Kriya, that they must manifest that they're part of Yisrael. How do they manifest they're part of Yisrael? By showing that they could teach somebody how to read. So that's a qualification in the intrinsic qualification in the business. A whole different concept. So it's different than Taisus completely. And it's different than Taisus and the Muki Yosef. Because he wants to say that you have to be Bucky in all the halachas. Right? And the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam would have said, the Tzrichi would have said, Yodin lahakros, ubikiyim behilchas chalitza. Yodin behilchas chalitza. He doesn't even say it has to be Yodin behilchas chalitza. You don't even need that. Okay, so what's the Amei Haaretz? I mean, the Rambam on the surface is very difficult. So that means that he knows Lahakros. If it doesn't say anywhere, it can't be an Amei Haaretz. So, but the answer is that's a different definition of Amei Haaretz. The Gemara says several definitions of Amei Haaretz. Over here, the definition of Amei Haaretz is he's an illiterate. That's the definition. Let's ask this question: what makes it a best? So, we said that was last week. I believe what we said was that what makes it a Bezdin is from the psul. The psul. The psul make it into a Bezdin. There's a psul ger, You require certain gavras. Remember that? You were asking that sort. The moment you have psulim, you're saying that there's an exclusion of a gavra. So that intrinsically qualifies these gavras. And that's why the shame bezin emerges. Okay. That's right. In other words, it'll go lack be Yisrael if it's a bezin that's illiterate. Because that's a pegamen klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, their essence is that they're literate. So that's where the halacha is. That's the first, the basic level, is that they're illiterate people. Okay, yeah. The highest level, that's correct. That they're literate, not that they can just read, but that they have expertise in teaching someone how to read. Right, not illiterate in the common sense. It's more than in the common sense. You're not an illiterate if you can read, if you just read. No, over here it means it has to be in our concept of mastery of an area, which means lomod lamed. You have to be able to lamed. You can't be lamed. That's like Rashi says. If you can't say over the shear, then you don't understand the shear. That's the same thing. That you must be able to be a malamed. That's the shear. That's the Rama. According to the Rama, it's a kim in the gavra. Even if they weren't makri, but it's a kim in the gavra. That's yodin makros. That's correct. Now, what Aaron mentions is correct. That according to what we're saying now, that if you had three amaratzim that did it, so it's only kasher b'dieved, there would be no benefit in adding two more. Only if you have three to yodel hakros, so now you have the real kiyum b'Yisrael, so now you can mitzaref the other two. That's very good. Excellent. Okay, the Pirush Mishnas L'Rama is mashma like we said, that Adyotos, he says, Einam chachomesh elo sheyodim kriyas haloshen. So it's mashma that's a din b'Yisrael, that they have to be literate. Why can't we? But basically, I mean, what you could say is, in the machloikas, but whether you need shlosha, whether you need chamisha, I mean, if you say nishlosh, that's halacha like a bezin. But if it's halacha like a bezin, and then lefir sume, you have to be mosif two more. Correct? So that's an additional kiyum. And that's why they could even be mitzuruf, and even if they're ame aretz. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that you really need chamisha, I mean, then he holds that it has to be a bezin of Bisrael. So the bezin has to, the quality of Bisrael must exist in the entire entity. So if you don't have five, so you don't have the entity of Pearson. The entity of Pearson has to be a bezin shel. Pearson is a halach in the chefza shel bezin itself. So if Pearson is a halach in the chefza shel bezin itself, so with three you don't have it. With five you do. I mean, on the surface you can say that that's machlokes. It's not just a kiyum that there must be pirsum, so the mitzarif, but that it must be a bezin shel pirsum. So if you don't have chamisha, you don't have a bezin shel pirsum. It's a regular bezin. Yes. What does Ram mean in the Pirush Mishnayos of Shasat Chak, which he doesn't mention in the Yad? I think the Ram held that there's a kiyum of Nikra Shmo B'Yisrael, but that's a kiyum. So if it's so, the Pshuto Shel Mikra, according to the Rambam, is not really lost, because the Pshuto Shel Mikra is Mashma Zikneiro. I mean, that's Pshuto Shel Mikra, right? Zikneiro. So it means the people that are respected in the year. So of course the Gemara doesn't darshan al halacha, but it really is a kiyum. It's a kiyum in mitzvasa shel chalitza. That's the objective of chalitza. That the idea of Hasharas HaNefesh should be known. I mean, that's the objective of the mitzvah, is V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael. So apparently, if you have Chachomim, so then it's a greater kiyum of V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael. So that's why the Rambam says that it's a Shasat Chak, because really it lacks, if it's just plain people. So it lacks in the v'nikra, in the kiyum mitzvasa of chalitza, of v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael. That's along your lines. I mean, it could be that was what, you know, he was determining, whether it's halacha kiyum of v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael, or whether it's just tamei mitzvah. So if you say it's halacha kiyum, so then chachomim, it's a greater kiyum. but it wouldn't be ma'akev because it's just a ki, it's just a kiyum mitzvasa. It's an additional feature of the kiyum mitzvasa of chalitza. But the Rambam of the Yad apparently changed from his original position that it's just tamei mikra, tamei mitzvah, tamei mitzvah. The mikra is tamei mitzvah, but in halacha there's no kiyum. So in other words, according to the Rambam, you mitzaref them to the Bezdin, even though they're Amei Aretz, but they have to be Ksherim, because otherwise they can't be mitzaref to the Bezdin. But the Ritva holds the Ritva and the Rambam would seem to be like this. Whether the lefrisume milsa, like the Muki Yosef says, he says chalutzi. Why you mafarsim to show everybody that chalutzi v'lo mitzvah l'kain inami deleisu in shivanik b'tzulalo. Correct. So that's a practical thing. So you can have five, and it's indeterminate which one of the five are functioning as the bezin. We don't know. But if you do that, if it's indeterminate and it's one yeshiva, so then all five have to be kosher. Then all five have to be kosher. Okay? Then all five have to be kosher. But one second. But according to the Rambam, the firsume milsa is not a halacha, practical halacha, but it's a halacha in mitzvas, in the bezin shachalitza. In mitzvasa, ki mitzvasa shachalitza. If it's a halacha, ki mitzvasa shachalitza. So then they mitzvah to the bezin, and if it's a gay, it's going to be possible. That'll be the nafkamina. What the lefrasumi mulsa is. Is it a halacha mitzvah chalitza? Or is it a halacha that everybody should know, a practical thing, everybody should know that she's pasul kain? Alright? That seems to be the nafkamina. So, in other words, what I'm saying to Ritva is like this, not that the Ritva holds, it's a practical thing, that you need five, lefrasumi. Not like the Ram that's a din chalitza. Din chalitza says it's going to be pasul for zager. But is a din is not practical, so why is it pasul? So it's l'miluya ba'alma. That's what the Ritva says. So the Ritva, but how does that work? Lemiluya ba'alma. It should always be like a separate thing. Apparently, they could be sitting together b'chibur echad, and then it's going to be possible. So what we want to say in the Ritva is like this: not that the Ritva holds that where you need a bezin shel shlosha, you could always make it in a bezin shel chamisha. By din amamonos, yes, because you need bira din, but they function. But over here, all you need is three. So the two is always extraneous, but the problem will be in the Maisa Kvius. If you have a Maisa Kvius on five and you only need three, as long as any three in the group are Ksherim, so it's considered you are Koveya, Bezdin, Kosher. Which ones are they? I don't have to identify. Any ones you take is good. So you definitely Bechlam Asayimana. So you have a Kvius of Bezdin, Kosher, Shlosha. But if you have five and two of them are psulim, so it'll come out that these three are, if I take these three, it's kosher. If I take those three, it's pasul. So it lacks in the kviyas bezdin kosher. So you don't have a bezdin kosher. So since you don't have a bezdin kosher, it's not a matter of a suffix. It's a matter, it lacks definitely in kviyas bezdin kosher. Because if I take those three, it's pasul. So you don't have a kviyas bezdin kosher. So you have no bezdin kosher. So the whole thing is no good to begin with. That's what I think he's saying. You're a practical halacha. If you have dayanim that sit down together, and one of them is a karav, and they all sit down together, you don't say, I have three kasher. It lacks in the whole entity of it. There's no bezin kavur. There's no kfiyas bezin. I mean, the fact that if you're going to hold that they could sit on the side, then I mean, it doesn't seem that it's a kiyum and chalitza. It would seem... Because Akim and Chalitza, they have to be together. It's an extension. But, I mean, what is the sitting on the side do? That's what I like to understand. The only ones have their chronom, correct? Well, the Mukyasu is Mashma, I guess. Ritva is Mashma, that what? He says that, Hayosin, Omikolach Mishasin, Chibur Echad. I mean, Chibur, whatever you want to find, Chibur Echad. But I mean, but the chronom do say that the sitting on the side. I mean, I don't understand how that works altogether, even l'milui ba'alma. I mean, how does that work, l'milui ba'alma? No, it seems like our question is, what are these two on the side? L'alach l'mais, we paskin, even if you have a lot of people, you still need three dayanim in one place. and then you have two on the side, and then you have the group of people. We don't say when you have a group that you don't need the two anymore. So apparently the two is a halacha in the Besdin, but if that's the case, so what is it up on the side? What's Menat Side up with? They're not sitting together with the Besdin. See, the Ram definitely doesn't hold the way. Ram would hold, you have to sit together. But we pass like the other Rishonim, so they sit on the side. Because it's a practical thing. So apparently, Lifter Sumi is a practical thing in the yeshiva of Seder Chalitza. That the Seder Chalitza requires a yeshiva of Chamisha Anashim. So for that yeshiva, it doesn't matter as long as they're in the same room, so you have a yeshiva Shel Chamisha Anashim. Okay? But for the yeshiva of Besdin, that you require a tziruf between the Yoshvin. And the tziruf between the Yoshvin you have to have yeshiva b'makamachas. So the yeshiva, there's two yeshivas over here. There's one yeshiva which is just an ordinary yeshiva, like a yeshiva of those who are involved in Seder Chalitza. And those involved in Seder Chalitza, as long as they're sitting down in the same room, afterwards sit together, and they're all sitting together. Okay, as long as they're Yoshvin b'makam achas, so that is considered a yeshiva shel Seder Chalitza. But with regard to the yeshivas hadayanim themselves, there you need a yeshiva that's mitzaref three people together and make them into an entity of a kviyas bezdin. That has to be biyachad. That's a special kind of yeshiva that's koveya the yeshivas hadayanim, it's koveya the whole bezdin. And there you have to have a yeshiva biyachad, because if it's not biyachad, then there's no mitzarif. So there's a yeshiva of a mitzarif with regard to the din and the chaleshem bezdin and the chestashel bezdin. But then there's another yeshiva that the yoshvin al adavar, that they're involved in the seder chalitza. So the yoshvin together in order to perform, to accomplish the Seder, they're involved in the Seder Chalitza. To be involved in the Seder Chalitza, that kind of a yeshiva, there's no concept of tziruf. As long as they're in the same room, they're all sitting together, they're Yoshvin al Adavar. They're considered Yoshvin al Adavar. They're involved. So that you only need yeshiva. So apparently there's two halachas in yeshiva. One is a yeshiva where the yeshiva means you're involved in the Inyan Hadavar. And for that, it doesn't matter where you are, as long as you're in the same room. I mean, it could be Kenegdon or Menatzad. As long as it's considered, as long as it's the Yoshvin in one room, and it's a yeshiva al ha'inyan, a yeshiva al ha'inyan, so then even Menatzad it's good. So there's two kinds of yeshiva. There's a yeshiva means where you're involved in the inyan, and that you can be anywhere else. Anyways, as long as you're involved in one room, and you're Yoshvin b'yachad, so that's considered one yeshiva al ha'inyan, al ha'davar. It's a yeshiva that you're a yeshiva that's mitzaref you to the Seder Chalitza. It means you're a Yoshev al ha'davar. You're involved in the thing. That's one kind of yeshiva. But there's another kind of yeshiva which creates a cheftza and a tziruf. That kind of yeshiva, you must have three together. You see. So that's the halach of the Menatzad. Menatzad is that in terms of Yoshvin al Inyan Adavar, are they involved in the Inyan? They're sitting down and they're involved in the Inyan Adavar. So there's no halacha that they have to be sitting together. As long as they're sitting within a reasonable proximity that they're involved in the Inyan, so they're considered mitzuruf in terms of being Yoshev al Adavar. So that's what the Ritva says, really. How do the two fit in that are there for practical purposes to be mefarsim, that chalutza, she's a chalutza and she's a surah lakoin, that requires a different kind of yeshiva, a yeshiva al-adava. So that, as long as they're together and they're sitting together in the same room and they all sit down together, so they're considered yoshvin al-adava. It's a different, it means they're mitzuruf to the inyan, to the seder chalitza. That's a different. That's a yeshiva that's mitzaref you to the inyan. You see? That's a yeshiva that's mitzaref you to the inyan. So there's a yeshiva that's mitzaref you to the inyan hadavar, and your yoshvin al hadavar, and then there's a yeshiva that's mitzaref the entities of the three dayanim, rendering them one unit of bezdin, one kviyas bezdin. That's a different kind of a yeshiva. Okay, like for the first yeshiva is like a, is like a, you have to be involved in something, so you have to be yoshev. Meisve, meisve means sit down. I'll ask you a question. So you have to be yoshev al adavar. So there's a concept of yoshev al adavar, which means your yeshiva relates you to the inyan adavar that's taking place before you. That you could have five people sitting in five separate places. They're all yoshev al adavar. Okay, because they're doing a maisi yeshiva vis-a-vis this inyan. They're being koveya themselves for the inyan. The yeshiva is a kvias of the gavra al hadavar, al inyan. Okay? That kind of yeshiva, you can have five people in five separate places. That's yeshiva al inyan of the Seder Chalitza. But the other yeshiva is a yeshiva that's a koveya and creates an entity. That's mitzarev, three dayonim, and creates an entity of a bezdin. For that, there must be yoshvan biyachad. For that, you must be yoshvan. So there's yoshvan al adavar, and there's yoshvan biyachad. But yeshiva does two things. It can be a tzar for you to the inyan, or there's a different kind of yeshiva that creates an entity, and that's only with a yoshev biyachad. That's the difference. Well, so why shouldn't they sit together? I don't know the reason, but if it's a psul, maybe they were choshesh because of the problem of if you have a ger, or you have a, you want to make sure that you have your three ksherim. So everybody should know the three ksherim is the three is a bezdin, and the other ones are just yoshan al adavar or the frasumim also. So what's mitzarif them to the davar? The fact that they yoshan al adavar. But there you can have five people in five separate parts of the room. Yes. So it's only one bezin, according to them. It's only one bezin of three. But how many people are involved in the inyan? It's five.
There's no
chatzah. But yeshiva, you see, is a koveya al adavar. That's what, there is a halachic concept that when you're a yoshev al adavar, that relates you to the inyan. I don't remember. But anyways, but bezin is be yeshiva. So bezin is b'yeshiva. There's two halachas in bezin b'yeshiva. That's where it goes back to. One halacha in bezin yeshiva is halacha de kvias. But another halacha is a bezin yoshvin al adavar. And you see the Gemara use that term. Yoshvin, the dunin. Yoshvin al adavar means that they're involved in the thing. So yeshiva has a din of involving you in the inyan. So with regard to the other two, you only use that halacha of yeshiva, the involvement. But the yeshiva of kvias adayonim, that's a separate yeshiva, that's koveya, the entity, that's a different kiyum yeshiva. Okay? But you see, Chazal used an expression like that, bezin yoshvin al adavar. I mean, so yeshiva means involved, yeshiva means involved. So that's why bezin is yoshvin. Why is bezin yoshvin? Because they have to be involved. So that's halacha in yeshiva as well, halacha of yeshiva of being involved in the thing. So that they borrow that halacha of the yeshiva of being involved with regard to the other two. Okay, so it works out very well. See, Bezdin is be yeshiva and Bezdin's yoshvin al adavar for sure. But these people are yoshvin al adavar, but they're not a component of the Bezdin. But they're still yoshvin al adavar.
Well,
the pearsum has to be a pearsum of people that are standing on the side, people that are in the back, they have no shaykhas to it. So they you can't say that that's pearsum because they're not involved they're unrelated to the thing. You have to be a yoshev al adavar to be related to be mitzurf to the inyan. You have to be yoshev al adavar. I mean, the other people that are sitting there that they answer chalutz hanoal, they say chalutz hanoal, that's everybody that's there, correct? But that's a different yoshev. They're observers. But these two are appointed to be yoshev al inyan. It's a different kind of yeshiva.
Which means
what? Yeah. That's right. The Mishnah says, mitzvah kola omdim sham loma chalutz hanoal. So it's very good. It's not kasha between omdim and yoshvin, because it means they're not really yoshvin ala inyan. That's what it means. So really consider omdim. Same thing. What's the noah? So to sum up the machlokes we've on the Rambam, you could sum it up that way. In other words, the two that are yoshvin, what is their kiyum yeshiva? According to the Rambam, it's yeshiva sadayonim. So it's one entity. That's why it gets possible. But according to us, there are two yeshivas. It's yoshvin al adavar, and then there's yeshivas bezin.
Right.
I mean, it could be. I mean, you have to think about it. I mean, in other words, the Ritvah doesn't commit himself to the practicality,
right?
So you want to say that the Ritvah could hold its halacha in Midaraisa and Chalitza, and that's what we're using. So it's halacha and chalitza, but the halacha is what? I mean, the halacha is that chamisha, the chamisha is the yoshven al adavar, the yoshven al adavar. That there's halacha midaraisa of yoshven al adavar lefrasumi. Could be, could be. It's a theoretical question. The question is, this is Josh's question, basically. The question is like this. Question is, if she produces a roach that is the Dayanim would be able to see, but they blinked at that moment, okay? So do you say you're lacking in Utsrichem HaDayanim Liros HaRoach HaYotz MiPiyah? So it's lacking in the kiyum b'shleimusa of Re'iyas HaDayanim? Or do you say there's no Maisa Rekika? Or do you say there's no Maisa Rekika? I mean, from the Rambam is Mashma, that it must be Roach HaNir LaDayanim. He says it over in two places. In Zayin, where else is it? And we're in Gimel? Chav Gimel. In Zayin and Chav Gimel. He doesn't say it in Chav Gimel.
No, he just says Roach HaNir LaDayanim.
Roach Right. But they did see the roach. But not kishiyotza. That's your right. That's Josh's right. That's your right that there's a difference in the Rambam's precise formulation that if they didn't see Kishiyas Mipiyah, so then it lacks in Tzrich Madan Lers Zerok. But if they didn't see it at all, it's not Rekika, then he wouldn't say Kasher. Then he wouldn't say Kasher. Then it's lacking in Rekika itself, in the actual Maisa Mitzvah. I mean, in the Maisa Mitzvah he'd be lacking, not just in the Kiyum Mitzvah, but in the Maisa Mitzvah he'd be lacking. I mean, that's what you're saying. That's what he's saying. So the question is, so it would seem the Rambam maintains that if they didn't see the roach at all, it lacks in Maisa Rekika. I mean, why should it be that way? Why should it be that way? Maisa Rekika should be Tali if the roach is Roy Lios Nira L'dayanim. But if they actually, let's say they blinked, so you say there's no Maisa Rekika? Yeah. Not 100% sure that Roach HaNira L'dayanim means that actually they saw it, or it means that it's visible. It's visible to the Dayanim. I mean, that's a question. It is true, in the full implication of the word, it would mean they saw it. That's a question. As far as the Rambam, I was thinking over there's really two answers for the Rambam. But you see, clearly the Rambam is differentiating between the roach she'nira l'dayanim, like you said, and also she'yiru hadayanim a roach she'yotze mipiyah. And the Rambam is definitely differentiating. It's two separate halachas. So the question was that what is the halacha in the and if in later in the Chaf Gimel, Chaf Gimel, that's what he says that you don't that it's kasher even if what, even if the dayanim didn't see it. Yes, me pia. But you still need what? That the roach should be nearer l'dayanim. So it's obvious the Rambam is saying that in terms of Maisa Rekika, that even if the dayanim don't see yotze mipia, but in terms of the halacha of being yotze, the dayanim should see it. There's two halachas. One halacha is that the Maisa Rekika, and that's it. If it's Roach HaNira L'dayanim, so it's a Maisa Rekika. And then there's another halacha, which is that the Dayanim should see Yotze Mipiyah, they should see the Maisa of Rekika. Okay? So the question is, though, why is it in the Roach itself that the Roach has to be Nira L'dayanim? It should be Shir Roy Lios Nira L'dayanim. Right? So there, I said, there's two answers. One answer is what we said yesterday. Namely, that you can't, since Bezn is B'makom Yisrael, so you can't, whenever you say that a thing is Ro'i, but it didn't take place actually, it wasn't actualized, you have to say there's something wrong over here, that's a discrepancy. But under ordinary conditions, it would be actualized. Whenever you say that it's roy, you're saying it wasn't necessarily actualized in this case, but it's roy. But roy is making a reference to a greater body that it would be actualized in. But where you have no greater body and this is the whole entity, then roy and actualization is identical. Okay? So over here, since they are b'makom Yisrael, and that's the halacha, that these shlosha are b'makom Yisrael, so they have a din of Yisrael, so there is no greater entity. So if they don't see, it's not roy. Okay? That was my svar yesterday. That was one svar. That's one svar. In other words, whenever you see, if you say the Dayanim didn't see, you say, but it was roy. It means these Dayanim, there's something wrong with them. They, whatever it is, it's a conditional problem. But you can't say it's roy if the whole group that you are referring to doesn't see it, then it's not roy anymore. There's no greater entity to make recourse to. Okay? That was the idea we said yesterday. I think you could say maybe another idea, another concept. And that is that's in that concept, the halacha of roka nira l'dayonim is a qualification of the roke. That it must be visible. It must have the quality of visibility. But it could be there's another quality there. And that is that roke has to be something which is a davar nivza. It is a davar nivza and mos, you see. So it's a chefza shel bizui. Now, roke as a chefza shel bizui, you could say, is non-existent if there are no observers. You see? In other words, that, because roke could be an object of study. The scientist puts spittle under the microscope and examines it. So it's not a chefza shel bizui, it's an object of knowledge. So roke over here has to be an object of bizui. So in order to be an object of bizui, you must have the situation of people present that are roe, that see it. If you don't have that phenomena, that's like a kolafim v'ayish v'mizbayish. I mean, that's a subjective phenomenon. So you must have the Bezdin seeing it in order to render it a Dova Moss and a Chefza Shel Bizui. So that would also explain the Rambam. That would also explain the Rambam. So the Rambam is saying that insofar as a Chefza Shel Roke, which means that she did a Maisa Rekika, so it must be if it's near the Dayonim, at some point in the air or on the from the air to the ground, I don't know, whatever. So then it's considered a roke, because they saw the roke. But even though they didn't see also many people, they saw the roke. So if they saw the roke, so now it is a chefza shel roke. So now you have a maisa rekika, okay? But then there's a second halacha. Second halacha is the dayanim have to see her do the maisa. So then they have to see yotze mipiha. That's a different halacha, okay? What? That's a separate halacha, a separate kiyum. That Yisroel, they should see the horror being mevazahim, that she does the maisa bezayon, should be done in public. So if they don't see the going mipiha that lacks in the maisa bezayon of the rakika. So that's a separate halacha. But then, so the one halacha is that it must be a maisa rakika bifnei bezin. And if they don't see the roke, there's no maisa rakika bifnei bezin at all. But then there's an additional kiyum, that they witness the maisa, har maisa of being mevazahim, a maisa rakika. They witness the maisa rakika itself. So that's an additional kiyum. So there's two halachas here. But you could say either way. What's the difference which way you say? If you say the first way, so then you're saying its visibility is the quality. So that's really like a halacha in shir of the roke. That it's not roke unless it's visible. It's halacha in the shir. But if you say the second way, that it's a matter of rendering the roke the quality of a chefza shel bizayon, and in the presence of no one, there is no quality like that, then it's halacha not in the shir of the roke, but halacha in the quality of the roke. The very quality of roke is non-existent unless it's in the presence of the roem, which is the bezin, which is Yisrael. Okay? So you can say, answer the question one or two ways. Yeah, I mean, 100 people in the room is not going to help you. It has to be the Bezdin who's designated as Yisroel. They are the ones that are Kovea the Bezdin. So if it's not in front of them, there's no Bezdin. No, I mean, just talking in terms of the Tamei Mitzvah. But if you're the Tamei Mitzvah, tied in for the Mitzvah. Right, that's correct. So the reason why she has to be Mavaza him is really because of the fact that she's a remnant of the Och. So it's really the, in a sense, it's the Och being Mavaza. We were stuck on one point. The question was Psul Suma. Lamaskana, what is the nature of the Psul Suma? Is there Psul Suma or is there not a Psul Suma? Yeah. My question is, what is the difference in the nature and definition of the psul? The way the Gemara learned it first, which was that it's a psul suma per se, and the Gemara deduced from that that it must be shlosha idiotos, because if it was Sanhedrin, you wouldn't need the ribuy of leine. And now lamaskana, where leine doesn't come from that, leine comes that the ayanim have to see the rogue. But if he's a suma, apparently he's puzzled. Because he can't see the rogue. So in either way he's puzzled, but what's the difference in the nature of the psul? Because you see, it's a good question why the Rambam doesn't have the psul suma. It's a good question. He doesn't have it. But you see, the Muki Yosef has it because the Gemara says it's Orcha Delon Liros a rogue. So it's going to be puzzled. That's your Rabbeinu Tam that says that Suma Bachas Me'enav would be no good if it were limud from La'ene. What he's saying is not because of Mum, but because if it's La'ene, it means you must have the full La'ene, just like by Ria. So if it's lacking, if he's Bachas Me'enav, so the La'ene is lacking, so that's a psal. That's a psal. So let's look at the Ram Hilchas Sanhedrin Perek Dalet Halacha Ches. He says, "V'yesh lehem limnos kol mi sheyirtzu l'dvarim yechidim." That the Sanhedrin has a right to appoint someone, anyone they want, for certain special things. "V'hu sheyiyah roi l'chol advarim." But the person they appoint has to be roi for everything. Okay, "Ketzad chacham mufla sheroi l'horas l'chol atarakula." Yesh lebezn lismachos avolit lo rishus ladon v'lo laharos b'isvehetar. They can be done in the dinim amenis, but he can't do his vehetar. Oh, yitn lo rishus b'isvehetar v'lo ladon dinim amenis. Oh, yitn rishus lozev lozev avolo ladon dinikhnasis. Oh, ladon dinikhnasis avolo lahatav b'charos b'momin. Oh, yitn lo rishus lahatav nedarim b'vad aliras ksamim v'chein kol kiyatzah behen. Okay, so that's what the Rambam says. So you can have a what? A restricted smicha. Okay. He says, okay, same thing. Okay. Achiyav anasi. Kozman shein atoy mona b'medina. V'chein kol yesh v'zeh. Okay. Chocha, then Allah yud. Chocha muflo, shehu sumo b'eino achas. Afa pi shehu roi l'dinei mominis. Ein somchen oso l'dinei mominis. M'bnei she'eino roi l'chol advar. V'chein kol yesh v'zeh. Because he can't be part of Sanhedrin. So even though the Rambam says before that what? Bezin and Perek Bez Lachates, Bezin Shal Shlosh Shoyechem M. Ger is a puzzle. Achtim M. Yisrael, Hoyechem Mamzer, Filushlosh Mamzer, Melech Chern Lodden. Bechenim Hoyo Kol Echad Mehen Suma Beino Baachad Meinov. Mashain came to Sanhedrin. So he's roi for a bezin, he could be on a bezin, Yoshua at a bezin shashlosha, but he's not roi for something. Avalasuma b'shteinov, pasalakol. Okay. Yeah. So what does it mean? So what's, how do you understand this? I mean, mamarashach, if samach means in totality, so then I understand why you can't appoint suma b'eino achas. But if Samach is limited, you could limit it, say he's a Samach for Atar Sandarim, let's say. Okay, so he's a Samach for that. So, and for nothing else. So why can't he be a Suma Bein Achas? I mean, over there, Suma Bein Achas is fine. Okay, we had last time we noticed the Rambam has Ein Ma Midin B'Sanhedrin Ben Gedola Ben Ketana. in Perek Sheni Halacha Aleph, El Anashim Chacham Munavonim. And then he has in Halacha Gimel, Ein Ma'amidin B'chol Sanhedrin, Lo Zokim Muflug B'shonim, V'lo Soros M'nei Sheyesh Ben Achzorius, V'lo Mishen L'bonim K'dei Sheyei Rachman. Then Halacha Dalid, V'ein Moshivin Melech Yisrael B'Sanhedrin, She'asal Lachlok Alav, Lamras as Devorah. He says, he has Ein Ma'amidin and Ein Moshivin. He also has one more. Let's deal with those two terms, okay? What is it between those two terms? So, what? See, he also has a term like this. He has a term, one more term. There's one more term. One more term in the Rambam is that. Another Lashon Rambam is minui, and minui. Mitzvah sasei limnos. Limnos, the Rambam says. Right? Mitzvah sasei limnos. Mitzvah sasei limnos shoftim v'shoftim. B'chol medinas v'medinas, b'chol pelach v'pelach. Okay, and then the Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Tes. Kol dayin shenasan mamon kidei sheyismane osu lama mipanav. Okay, so there's minui. So what I want to say is like this. I see if this is in the Rambam, but my idea is like this: that in smicha there's two halachas. In smicha there's one halacha that he is a gavra of Sanhedrin. He's a gavra. He has a shame of a gavra of Sanhedrin. Then there's another halacha of monui. Monui means he's appointed for a task. So in Sanhedrin, ordinarily, there are both halachas. He's a monui, and also he's a gavra that is a member of the Sanhedrin. Ma'amidin. The halacha is ma'amidin b'Sanhedrin. So the halacha of being ma'amid b'Sanhedrin means to create a gavra that's a component of the Sanhedrin. Okay? He's an entity of the Sanhedrin. Then there's another halacha of being a monoi. Monoi means you're appointed for a task. You see, he's a monoi for a task. So in smicha, there's two halachas, really. There's one is as the gavra, as a member of the Sanhedrin, okay? And then there's the halacha that he's not simply an entity that's a member, but he's a monoi lidvarim. He's appointed to act and to do certain things, you see? So what the Rambam is saying is that you can make a person a samuch in a limited way. How? But only a person that's royal akol, because the moment he given smicho, he's a samuch, so he has to be a gavra that's really a bar hachi of Sanhedrin, because that's what smicho is. So if he's not royal akol, so he can't be appointed. He can't have a din samuch is not chal in him, because the din samuch is that he's a member of the Sanhedrin, and that is not shaykh if he's a summa bein achas, for instance. So he's not royal akol. So the chalishim samuch in the gavra is not chal. Okay. But on Sanhedrin, aside from there's two halachas in the Shem Samach. One is the Shem Samach in the Gavra, and then there's a Shem Samach in the activity and the appointment of the Gavra, what he's a monoi for. So you can't restrict the Shem Samach in terms of the Gavra. That you can't restrict. In other words, you can't say that he's a Gavra for this and he's not a Gavra for that. That's an impossibility. So if you make him a samoch, so he must be as a gavri, must be roi lakol. Otherwise, the shame samoch can't be chal on him. But the shame samoch as a monui, that he's monui for a particular task, that's subject to limitation. That's subject to limitation. So since there's two halachas in samoch, one is the shame samoch in the gavra, and one is the shame samoch in the minui. So what the Rambam is saying is like this: that with regard to the shame samoch in the gavra, you can't give him. You can't say he's a gavra for this, and he's not a gavra for that. I mean, is he a gavra that's a samoch, or he's not a gavra that's a samoch? So he has to be roi lakol. But insofar as function is concerned, insofar as minui is concerned and function, that you could say he's a samoch for this, he's a monui for this, and he's not a monui for that. So the limitation is in the shame monui, not in the shame samoch and the gavra. Ordinarily, smicha, you put somebody in a Sanhedrin, so he's both. You see, he's both. He's a samoch, he's a samoch in the gavra, and he's a full-fledged monarch. Full-fledged monarch, you see, ordinarily. But this is what the Rambam says, that the chachamim can do sometimes, they can limit it sometimes. And then they say the gavra is a full-fledged samoch, but he's a monui only for this. So therefore he loses his smicha when that condition is gone, because the smicha can only function when it's both a gavra and a monui. But the limitation can't be a limitation on the gavra, because that's not possible. He's not half a gavra. So he's a gavra, he's not a gavra, that's not possible. So in terms of the gavra, he must be, in order to have a shem samach, he must be lakol. But in terms of the shem samach of a monui, that you could limit. He says he's appointed for this, not for that. But then as soon as his appointment's over, that's it. The samach is gone, you see. But he could never be appointed for a limited thing if the shame samach of the gavra is never complete, you see. So that's what Aram says. Ein mamidin b'chol sanhedrin lo zokim muflug b'shana lo soros neshiyesh ma'azaris. There he's talking about ma'amidin. He's talking about as a gavra, you see. But when he says about the Melech Yisrael, Ein Moshivin Melech Yisrael B'Sanhedrin, there he's talking about the function. And that's why he says over there, because he says, She'osel Lachlok Olav Lamros Es Devaro. So he can't function in terms of his minui to function. He can't function. It's not because of the gavra. So that's why the Rambam says Ein Moshivin. Ein Moshivin means in terms of his function. Because in Sanhedrin, there's two halachas. There's the functional halacha, and then there's the shame and the gavra. If the Rambam would have said Ein Mamidin Melech Yisrael B'Sanhedrin, it would imply that the shame Melech Yisrael is a psul in the gavra of Sanhedrin. You see? So the Rambam doesn't say Ein Mamidin, because it's not a psul in terms of the gavra. The psul is in terms of the minui in function. So that's what the Rambam says, Ein Moshivin. You can't have him sit there because he can't function properly because also lachlag al devarav. So it's not a lack in terms of the gavra and the shame of the gavra. It's a lack in terms of the minui in function. You see? So that's what the Rambam says, distinguishes between Ein Mamidin, Ein Moshivin. Two different concepts, okay? So now it'll come out like this. So what, how does this bring us back to where we are? Where we are? That if you learn out me'ene, that it's a psul in the, that it's a psul from me'ene, so then it's a halacha that the gavra of a dayan is lacking. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. That how could you learn that? The Gemara says that how could you learn that from the Ene, that the Gavra of the Dayan is lacking? If it's Sanhedrin, you don't need that because of Mom. Kuluch Yafar Erasim Mom Einbach, you see? So the Gemara rejects that. So the Gemara says from Ene, you don't learn out a psul in the Gavra of a Dayan. It's just that in Yivum, it's necessary to see the rogue. Okay, so that's not a psul in the gavra, it's a psul in the minui. It means the gavra is fine, but he can't be mamuna on chalitza. The minui, as insofar as minui is concerned, it's a psul. You see, so that's the difference. So is there psul suma by chalitza? Yes, but what's the nature of the psul? It's not a psul in the gavra of the dayan, but it's a psul in the minui of the dayan. He can't be mamuna on chalitza because he can't function in terms of the in terms of what's necessary for the area of chalitza. Okay, so it's two different concepts. Okay, yes.
Even though there's no spot,
that's correct. Even though there's no smuchin in chalitza, but there's still two concepts of the gavra of the dayan and the minui of the dayan. Those are two different concepts. So that's the difference between whether you learn out from la'ina or you don't learn out from la'ina.
Even though tejo, it's not just a
sound. That's right. That's right. That's right. It's a minui. In the din minui of Sanhedrin, that you could limit. Can't limit the gavra. It's not possible. Is he a gavra? He says, half a gavra here. He says, no, the other place is not a gavra. It's not possible. But in the minu, you could limit. What is mamun on? So the smicha needs both. Smicha needs a gavra and it needs minu. So if his minu is up, that's it. It's a limit at the end of the smicha. But you can't do it unless he's royal achol, because otherwise there's a gavra he's going to be lacking. Okay?
All right.
Dalad beis v'keitzah the Josh is showing over the v'keitzah the smicha the doros loshnu the roshes are going to shakon la rebbe mula hare at samoch v'yesh lecha roshes lodun afilu adin knasas. So it's both. You're a samoch as a gavra, and also you're a monoi. So smicha is both. Smicha contains both ideas. You can't have a samoch without both ideas. But one idea lends itself to restriction, the other idea doesn't. Because as a gavra, you can't restrict him. So he's a gavra for this, he's not a gavra for that. Is he a gavra? He's not a gavra. But in terms of minui, that's subject to restriction. So you need both chaloshemos there, but one can be limited, so when that one's over, he's not a samach anymore, because the appointment is over. The minui is gone. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so briefly, machlokes we do was we define the machlokes of Yehuda and Tanakama, and the question was that if you look at the Gemara and you look at the Mishnah, I mean the Torah Shebal Peh here is unraveling something, and what it's doing is it's showing you that there's two systems in the Bezdin Shel Chalitza, okay, that one system is a system that you learn from Ziknei. And Ziknei is the system of the Minui HaDayonim. And the other system is from B'Yisroel, which we already came across that idea in the Rambam, that you mitzaref to, you can mitzaref to the two extra ones to the Bezin Shel Shlosha. That's because the Torah, in the Shem Yisroel, they can be mitzaref, even though they're Amei Oretz. But the Shem Yisroel is a mitzaref to the Bezin. I mean, so you had that idea, we came across that idea. But over here, really, I think, is where the idea becomes crystallized. The concept of the two themes involved in the Bezin Shel Chalitza. Okay, one theme is, and that's what we mentioned from the Rambam, I mean, we said it, what we mentioned on Shabbos was that what makes the, why is it the first thing the Bezin does, is they make a decision. In paragraph V, Halacha Aleph, Ketzav Mitzvah Chalitza Evam Halacha Sachar Yavim Makam Shiu Shem Aboim L'dayanam. Vain karn lov enosn lo etza hugenis lov ala. Okay, now this is not a Bezin Shel Kfiyah. That's what I mentioned, I mean, the question that you raised. Not a Bezin Shel Kfiyah. Because a Bezin Shel Kfiyah, it's not a case of aguna. Case of aguna, you have to go to regular Bezin. And they force a get. But this is a Bezin that they set up for the purpose of Chalitza. I mean, it doesn't say anybody's fighting over here. I mean, there's no... not a question of the Yavim says he doesn't want to do it. So it's a special Bezin for Chalitza that's set up. And nevertheless, there is a Diyun over here. That V'nosn lo Eitzah hau genis lo v'lo. Im Eitzah tova li Yavim, yoetz nesan li Yavim. V'im Eitzah tova li Lachlotz, gancheisa hi yalda v'hu zakein, v'hu yelad, yoetz nesan lachlotz. So the first thing starts with an Eitzel Genis. That's the beginning. So we said that that Eitzel Genis is really what's Koveya, the din. And that's really, that's why you need a Bezin. You don't need a Bezin by get, you don't need a Bezin by condition. But over here you need a Bezin. Why? Because this mitzvah requires Dion. And they have to be done, they have a chiyuv to be done, whether there should be chalitza or whether there shouldn't be chalitza. That's the first order of affairs, is to resolve that question, the very question of chalitza. Okay? So he said that's what really ushers them in as a Bezin. So you'll ask me, but if they don't do it, you're still Yotze? It doesn't matter. But the chiyuv to do it is what renders them a Bezin. So that's what we said. We said that the that's really what gives them the shame bezin, because of the diyun itself on the inyan chalitza. Okay, but now we come to the back to the Mishnah and to the two trends. One theme in the Mishnah, one theme is from ziknei, which means ziknei means the appointed ones, and we said that in order to be a bezin, the essence of a bezin is to be monui. That's the essence of a bezin, to be monui ledover. So when the Gemara asks, because that's why smuchin is not really the essence of a bezin. Okay, smuchin is just an entity which would lend one to say that since he's a samuch, since the person is a samuch, or the three dayanim are smuchim, so they lend themselves to minui. That's what the Gemara says. You have to have a raya, hejotas minayin. But the Gemara's question was not, if it's not smuchin, what kind of a bezin is it? Hejotas minayin means, I don't know, just apparently the essence of bezin is not a smuchin. Okay? And that you see from the Ram, because Ram paskin, because Ram has the Ram has a bezin shel shlosha. So the Ram says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, that bezin shel shlosha, so it's not a bezin mid rabbanon. I mean, it's a bez midaraisa, even though it's a jotos, but if you have gerim, it's puzzle. So you see that the jotos midaraisa is kasher, and nevertheless, sumabach's main of is kasher, but suma, completely suma is puzzle holdover, and gerim apsulam. Okay, so what makes the bezin? It's not smuchin that makes the bezin, it's being monui al hamishpat. That's why yeshiva is koveya, because yeshiva is the kvius of being monu al adavar. Okay? So over here, the yeshiva's bezin is a yeshiva of diyun on is chalitza the appropriate vehicle, or is it yivam? So that's really what ushers in the bezin. That's what creates the bezin, the entity of bezin, the menuyin al adavar. And it's a davar shel diyun, and since it's a davar shel diyun, you need a bezin. So now you have two elements here. You have two dinim in the Bezin Shel Chalitza. One din, one theme, is the theme of being monui al hadavar, and the other theme is the Nikra Shmo B'Yisrael, that it must be done b'fnei Yisrael, b'fnei Beis Yisrael, b'fnei Klal Yisrael. So they have a din of Klal Yisrael. So now, the question machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Tanakhama is the Tanakhama derives it from where the halacha that you have to have that even the Jotos, he derives it from Ziknei. So it would seem at first sight that the Tanakhama is correct. That really, that's the area from where the limud should be generated, because it's a halacha in Dion and Bezn. So therefore, the Tanakhama would seem to be correct. It's from Ziknei. That who could be a monui al hadavar, even if you're a hedya. Rav Yehuda seems to be difficult, because he learns it from B'Yisrael. B'Yisrael is the second element in the bezin. But what we said is no. We said that Rav Yehuda learns like this, that in terms of, and this is going to be, this is the machlekes. See, in terms of diyun, a diyun of whether this ish and isha are ro'oi for yivim or for chalitza is not intrinsically enough of a din mishpat to qualify the bezin and give it a shame bezin. But why is this kind of a simple, simplistic diyun that can be made by hedyotos? why is that really so relevant? And it's raised to the point where the ones that are Yoshev al Adavar are considered Beznin. The reason is because it's done Bifnei Kol Yisrael. Because of the fact that it's Bifnei Yisrael. Since it's Bifnei Yisrael, so that's why this little decision is a major decision. So what raises the decision to the level of giving the decision a Shem Bezdin, because a Shem Bezdin, I mean, you have to be money, but you have to be money on something. I mean, if not money, if the Dion is a simple Dion, so that doesn't really qualify to give you a Shem Bezdin. So what qualifies to give you a Shem Bezdin is because this Dion is not a simple thing. This is a Dion which is Nogeya to the whole Klal Yisrael. So the din be everything revolves around the Yisrael. That's Rav Yehuda's argument, that the essence of everything is all around the Yisrael. Without the Yisrael, there'd be no din. So the din wouldn't be worth anything. So that's why Rav Yehuda says that the limud is from the Yisrael, afilu koldehu, that even koldehu is enough in the be Yisrael, in the din be Yisrael of the Bezdin, and therefore Bezdin shel Yotas is good. Because if Yehuda looks at it logically, you have to go by what the essence of the thing is. The essence of the thing is B'Yisrael. What does the Tanakhama hold? Tanakhama can't argue on that, because that's clear. I mean, it's clear as far. But what the Tanakhama maintains is that ultimately, still, the Shem Bezdin has to be tied to the mechanism of Dion, the quality of Dion. So it's true that B'Yisrael is really the essence of everything, and without the Yisrael, this little din wouldn't have any significance, wouldn't have enough significance to give it a din of a Bezdin. But the fact is that Bezdin and Dion are inextricably related. Bezdin and Dion are one concept. So therefore, Tanakhama says that the Liman has to be from Zikne, which is from the din of being a monoi. That's the machlokes between the Tanakhama and between Rav Yehuda. That's what he says. Okay. Yeah, at the same time, they're two different identities. They're being dan, they're like shoftim, and at the same time, they're also endowed with the quality of Kol Yisrael. Of Kol Yisrael. Yes. What I'm saying is, let me repeat it, because apparently it's not that clear. In other words, what I'm saying is that because the matter is a matter that must be done bifnei kol Yisrael, that's what gives this decision significance. Because the significance stems from the fact that is this going to go bifnei kol Yisrael or it's not? You see? So the bifnei kol Yisrael gives the diyun significance. Okay, but I don't mean to say that because these dayonim are themselves Yisrael, so therefore whatever they're doing is bifnei Yisrael. I'm not saying it's reflexive. There's a reflexive character here. Just saying that the significance of the diyun is such because since this thing requires kol Yisrael, so now you're being done. Is this? It's a significant question because it's something which the Torah considered so important that it's bifnei kol Yisrael. Because there's a yisod over here that must be known to kol Yisrael. So if that's the case, and now the matter becomes a significant decision now, because it's an important matter, because it involves a yesod. I mean, you don't have to make recourse to halachic mechanism. I mean, the halachic mechanism is clear, and the straight tama dover is very clear also. Do you understand what I mean? You know, sometimes a judgment is significant because it's a difficult judgment. It's a difficult judgment. So you need chachamim to determine this. It's a dinamamunus is the hardest area in Shas, so you need a chacham to determine it. That's one kind of a thing. But sometimes a thing is significant because of what it involves. It involves a very significant concept, a very significant, in this case, a very significant yesod in the dust. So that gives it significance. And now you're being done. Will this take place? Will it not take place? That's a big decision. It's not a big decision because it's very difficult to come to a conclusion. It's a big decision because of what it involves. It's touching on a very significant yesod. See, that's the concept. That's the concept.
How do you get Tanakhama?
I mean, the Hava Mina, how do you know Adyotis is good, is because you might say, and that's Mashmos Pasuk, Valsa Yivinta Ashar Laskenim. So the Chashiva Sa'inyin demands that it's not be Adyotis. That's the Gemara's Hava Mina. Gemara says, no, the Torah didn't hold the way. Torah held That is, you have to know how the Torah system works. That this is a deal that can be made by ordinary people, and ordinary people are enough. Where's the Chashiva Sanyin? The Chashiva Sanyin is from the fact that they're Kavua as Yisrael. The Halacha gives them the Chashivas. So you have to know how the Halacha works. So that, but that you need a limud for. But there's nothing difficult in the final analysis of how the Halachic system works. Okay. The machlokas, the Tanakama and Rav Yehuda, is what is the essence over here in this Besdin? Is the essence on the mechanism of Dion? Is that what it revolves around? Because that's basically Besdin and Dion are inseparable. Or no? You go by the essence of the whole system. And the essence of the whole system stems from Yisrael. That's what gives the Dion value. So that's machlokas. What is it? In other words, does the whole essence revolve around the character of Dion? That's the essence of Besdin. So I don't care where it got its significance from. It got its significance from Yisrael, but the character of Dion is the essence of the thing. So that's the area where you have to. That's where once I have Dion, I have a Dion that's Choshev. So I would think that I must have a Smuchim. So Kamash Malon, no, that for this Dion you don't need it, and that's the Tanakama. But according to Rav Yehuda, the essence of the whole thing is not the character of Dion, but the essence of the whole system. You look at the essence of the whole system. The essence of the whole system stems from Yisrael. Whether the Dion is endowed with quality, only because of Yisrael. So you look at the essence of the system. That's the machlokes. Yes. This is a different kind of a Besdin. It's a Besdin over here is a hybrid. It's a different kind of a phenomenon of a Besdin. So Rav Yehuda says, in this phenomenon of a Besdin, the essence of the thing is... the essence of the Shem Besdin revolves around where the essence is. And the essence is B'Yisrael. Okay? Whereas the Tanakhama holds, you can't change it from the ordinary concept of Besdin. The ordinary concept of Besdin is the act of Dion, so whatever Chashivas have B'Yisrael has to be pumped into, ultimately into the Dion. And the essence is always going to reside in the rest in the Dion. I'm not going over this again. That's it.